in Simon Shinches Sif Chav Ches. Chavili Eitzim Bekash Shiskin and Michael Behemo. Chavim Gedolim Harbein Mutlum Chavtulon. So you took these bundles and you set it aside to be used for Michael Behemo, straw or wood. So even though straw wood are theoretically something which is muksa, has no use as a kli, or a person doesn't eat it, since you designated it as Michael's behema, okay. So now it says over here hiskinon. So what does this word hiskinon mean? Sounds like you have to do something to them to make them be Michael behema. Zakti Mishaburo. Chavili Eitzim is Kufi Zayin. Haino Shem Rakim. The Chos of the Michael Behemoth. We're talking about ones with the wood which is soft enough that an animal could eat it. Hardwood animal can't eat. She's Kinon. Kufi Ches. Haino She's Minon. Means you've designated it for that purpose. Okay. I will below Asmano. But if a person did not designate it, we're holding in Sif Katan Yukufir Ches. Afilo Heim Chavilus Ktanus, also Tatalim, it's not large bundles, it's small bundles, we can't move it. The timer, the stomach, Amnil Masaka, in general, wood and straw are used for fire purposes. After Chosel Michael Behemo, Osir. Even though theoretically an animal could eat it, that's not the assumption unless a person designates it for that purpose.
An animal could eat straw. Animal could eat wood too.
Kasamagan of Rom, Kashalonu, our straw, Stoma Omer the Shkiva or the Michael Behema. It's not Omer for Hasaka, it's either used for Shkiva or for Michael Behema, which means it's not Muksa. Because either of those are valid purposes to make it not Muksa. So you don't need a hazmana to make it not muksa straw for us. Why Tosa Shabbos? So the same for Tosa Shabbos is that totally b'minig makarmis. So it depends where you are. The fiza b'makarmis should chavilei tevin stomach under the binyan lechasus sagagas. So in a place where people use straw to thatch their roofs, say hey muksa, it's our hazmana. So over there, it wouldn't need hazmana, but it'll be in a place where the derech to use it to give to the animals or to lie on. Then it doesn't need, does not need hazmana. So it depends on the place. Okay. Chavtes. Kol shehu roy, the Michael chayav oif hamitzuyin. Something which is roy to give to common animals or birds. Fowl. Metatl Mosai. Vimeno Roy Ella the Michael Chaiva Oiv Shaina Mitsuim. However, if this is a type of food which is only used by a unique type of animal, not a common animal, so then in Yeshloy Mi Oisim Min Chaiva, if he has that animal, so Vaitur Mutal Taltal, Michael and Roy Loisim Min, so now he can move it. Because for that animal, that's called edible. That's what they eat. Vim Lav, but if he does not have the animal, also, it becomes muksa. Okay, if he's that, what do the talitah at some? He spark him in a bus to me. Arab Shabbos, imrim with klavim, the klavim mitzuyim. So therefore, since klavim are mitzuyim, so bones are something which dogs eat. So therefore, the bones, we assume that they're considered automatically not a problem of muksa. Zat meshibur kufitash ena mitzuyim. So this definition of Mitzuyim is totally the average person. Therefore, the fact that rich people keep such types of animals or birds, that's considered unique. That does not make the standard of this item is muksa or not. Again, if for the usher who has it, it's not muksa. We're saying that this is not muksa for anybody in the community, since there are, because klavim are mitzuyim, even though I don't have a caliph. So that only depends on something which the average person would normally have. If he says, he said, therefore, you're allowed to be metal to latzamas, or some of the fish, shemash, and inspire, should roy lechai, boif, even though I don't have such a dog, but if we're talking about the dogs are common to have, and this is something which dogs can eat, So therefore, it's mutter to mitaltel even for me people who don't have a dog. Gam is that mutter mitaltel. Now, if the bones, the meat came off the bones before Shabbos, what about if it happened on Shabbos? The Mishabura, Kuf Chaval, the Kolshkin, the spark of Shabbos. It's the other way around. It's not, if it's spark of Shabbos, so Sarah Shabbos being mamish, a full Michael, so the fact that it's Roy for a Caleb maintains the status of a Michael. The Yomer Bechnisa Shabbos Lachilas Adam. The Vare Mutzal Talz. So, in other words, giving it a din of Roy because of the Caleb is a bigger Kiddush than maintaining the din of Roy because of the, there was already a din Roy Mitzat Chilas Adam. And I just want to say, well, it's not muksa because it's still right, at least for an animal. You may club a mitzuyah by some mokum, gam by finzeh, also the talta. In Chanam, in the case where club are not mitzuyah, so beginning of Shabbos, this was right to move because it was attached to the basur. Now on Shabbos, it became detached from the basur. There's no meat anymore, just the bone. The bone will be muksa. But since club are mitzuyah, therefore the bone will not be muksa. The bone will not be muksa. Okay, so therefore, an example of this is Sif Lamed. You're reading to Mordim, so you have the pits from dates. So B'mokim Shemachilim Hashem LeBehema Mutal LeTaltal. So the pits are not edible, but if you give it to the animals, then they're right that they're edible. He should only move a derech shinui. So what's that about? It's the Mishnah Berurah. Kufra Beis, Mokam. Mokam Shein Derech Lachilam LeBehem. Also the Taltalam. Apple Gam LeChazul LeBehem. Even though theoretically it's right for an animal to eat, if they don't feed it to animals over there, so that's considered like it's not right. Adam Chasher Shvi Machmir, Atam Kufkav Gimel, Mishum Liyesh Makar Meshay Mechilu Masam Afilu Behema. We gab Lachasher Behema Rak Al Yedei Atchak. Okay, Adam Chasher Sarach LaHachmir. So, a person of stature has to be more careful with his actions. People are watching what he's doing. They'll learn different things from him. So he has to be more careful. So he should be Machmir. He could only move it El Der Shinui. So he was eating the date, and now he has the pit. What does he do with it? So he shouldn't take it out with his hand and move it. He can spit it out with his tongue. El Taltan Agapas, or like we had before, if there's bread there, he can move it on the plate together with the bread. So it'd be the Eitzah how to move that. Now, there's a beer loch over here about Korean tomorrow, and I want to leave that. Let's hold it here. Now, tomorrow night.